Hi, this is Sarah. If you like this episode of Let's Talk About Sects, you can listen to my audiobook, Do As I Say, How Cults Control, Why We Join Them, and What They Teach Us About Bullying, Abuse and Coercion. The audiobook will be available on Audible, Apple Books, Google and Kobo from the 28th of June. A link is in the show notes. Hello, Let's Talk About Sects listeners. I wanted to give you a quick update about a few things with me and with the podcast. It's been a wild ride seeing this podcast grow over the past 6 seasons. Speaking to so many victim survivors has helped shape the aim of the project. What began as an attempt to cast a non-sensational lens over a fascinating topic has developed a deeper purpose: to raise awareness through supporting and spreading the word of people affected by these groups, to advocate for change, and to give a platform to those without one. This is not a podcast for everyone, but it's really struck a chord. I'm lucky enough to have multiple streams of support through ads, sponsorship, and most importantly, direct listener support. It's you joining the Patreon, leaving a review, or spreading the word to friends that gives this mission its audience numbers and the backing that makes it meaningful and possible. And I'd like to be fully transparent for a second here. Most of you know this podcast is a significant undertaking. I put many hours into a thorough deep dive. For the average episode, I write many thousands of words of carefully checked material. I've been doing it completely independently for 6 seasons now, and I'm incredibly proud of this body of work. None of it would be possible without the numerous wonderful people who have shared their stories and experiences and helped me, and hopefully you, better understand cult dynamics. The workload is a lot. I do still have a day job, and that's what pays the rent. Let's Talk About Sects covers its costs and then some, which is wonderful. And listener support allows me to work with fantastic sound engineers like Matt and Corey, and music composers like Joe Gould, though I've yet to be able to pay Joe a fraction of what he's worth. I'm passionate about it, and I'm genuinely honoured to be able to provide this platform to survivors. But I wanted to be transparent about the process and the toll that this work takes for one reason. It's not entirely sustainable in its current form. Don't worry, Let's Talk About Sects isn't going anywhere. But you may have noticed there are fewer deep dive episodes this season than in past seasons, and that's a trend that's likely to continue. The hours of research that go into the deep dive episodes are impossible for me to continue to undertake without an impact on my mental health. I'm taking care to stay on top of this as I notice a few warning signs that something's not quite right. There's also a thing called vicarious trauma that people have been warning me about for years. It's where someone who works empathetically with those who have experienced trauma can take on some of it themselves through repeated exposure. If I'm honest, I thought I was immune to it, but perhaps that was optimistic of me. In addition to that, I put a lot of pressure on myself behind the scenes of this show because I don't want to let anybody down, especially those who've been directly impacted by cults in their own lives. Having built this platform, I feel an obligation to continue to use it to fulfill the podcast's mission: to provide a supportive space for survivors to tell their stories, to destigmatize the victims of cults, and to demonstrate how easy it can be for people to fall under the spell of a leader who may eventually compromise their morals and ethics. With the show, I hope to bring recognition to victims' experiences, inspire a demand for change, and help the public recognize red flags so that they don't find themselves in similar situations. Over these years, I've received so much feedback from people this podcast has helped. There are those who were in one of the cults we've covered, who've listened and better understood their experiences. Those who know someone who had one of these cults in their history and who can better empathise with their loved one. And those who are on the edge of joining a group and came across an episode that helped them see why it might not be the best decision, validating why they were feeling uncertain. I've even heard of some in the legal system listening to episodes and better getting their heads around the dynamics of coercive control in these kinds of settings. There's no doubt that the podcast has done a lot of good, and that is hugely gratifying. If even one person has been helped, then all of the work is worth it. So I will continue to do this, and if you can support the show through Patreon, you can help with this mission too. At the same time, I know that a lot of people are not able to contribute financially, and that is absolutely fine. I'm glad to be able to get some extra income through advertising and sponsorships. But sometimes this can be tricky with a subject that some perceive as controversial. I don't think it should be, because really the subject is human rights. Numbers and feedback help with legitimizing the podcast for those who might sponsor or advertise. So spreading the word to others and rating the podcast is incredibly helpful as well. Your support truly does make a difference. As ever, please feel free to get in touch through the website, www.ltaspod.com. And if I haven't gotten back to you, please don't hesitate to follow up with me. My inbox is honestly a bit of a nightmare and I've been struggling to stay on top of it, so I welcome any reminders of balls I may have dropped and I appreciate your patience. Thanks to all of you for listening and caring about these issues. There's plenty more to come and I can't wait to catch my breath and share it all with you.